Come on, man, stand on it. Stand on it down.
Jennerstown Speedway proudly presents Rappin' on Racin', the Tri-State's number one motorsports talk show. Today's program is brought to you in part by our marketing partners. Recognized by the Eastern Motorsports Press Association as one of the top racing shows in the eastern United States, here's Rappin' on Racin'.
This is the Banker Bob Thought for August 27th. You can't insult people into agreeing with you. You can make them quit arguing, but it's just because they want you to shut up.
Good evening and welcome to Rappin' on Racin'. I'm Don Gamble and we have a nice program planned for this evening. Our guests include Tim Thoma, A.J. Flick, George Hobaugh, John Mollick, and Ben Anton, a driver of Hobby Stock 13 at Pittsburgh. Tom Lang's going to cover the latest on the U.S. Nationals. Jim Ballantyne has Victory Lane interviews from the BRP Tour winners at Sharon Speedway, including Jeremiah Shingledecker, Tyler Willard, and Rex King Jr. Dave Oliveri was out and about with the analysis of driver winnings. If you miss any of tonight's program, you can revisit the show by going to Google and search for Rappin' on Racin'. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
This portion of Rappin' on Racin' is brought to you by the Jennerstown Speedway Complex, jennerstown.org.
Business owners, if your ad was here, our listeners could find out about your company. Speedway Productions has several advertising packages to fit your budget. Rappin' on Racin' airs live Monday evenings at 6 p.m. on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, and Stitcher. It is also available on our webpage, speedwayproductions.biz, 24 hours a day, April through October. Show host Don Gamble and his reporters present all sides of local racing. The two-hour show features local track reports, special guests, driver interviews, and all the national racing news. Check out the show and let us know if you are interested in becoming a marketing partner. For additional information, please call 412-999-6625 or email us at rappinonracin@gmail.com.
Number One Cochran Automotive began as a small Pontiac dealership in 1965 and quickly became the number one name in Western Pennsylvania automotive sales and service. Today, Number One Cochran Automotive ranks among the top private dealer groups in the nation with 24 new car dealerships throughout Allegheny Valley, Butler County, Monroeville, North Hills, Pittsburgh, Robinson Township, and the South Hills, including 16 vehicle brands. They didn't set out to be the biggest. They set out to be the best. And through dedication, determination, and a passion for pleasing customers, they ended up being both. Their mission? Treat customers like honored guests while delivering unparalleled value and selection. That was the goal of founder Bob Cochran when he opened the doors more than 50 years ago. And it's what drives Rob Cochran, president and CEO, when he closes them every night. The difference is that today, Number One Cochran Automotive has considerably more doors. Number One Cochran Automotive. Visit a dealership near you.
A message for all racers, race fans, or campers. Alternative Power Sources Incorporated, located in Western Pennsylvania since 1995, we have proudly served homeowners and businesses throughout portions of Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, offering a complete line of generators and the ability to provide turnkey projects. From sales and rentals to service, maintenance, and installation, Alternative Power Sources is dedicated to providing reliable generator solutions. Their brands include MTU, Kohler, Gillette, Yamaha, PowerTech, and ASCO. The experienced sales force has over 40 years' experience in the generator field, providing the resources to design the generator package to meet your needs and specifications and supply the specified products. If service is important to you, they are your source. Alternative Power Sources. For more information, call 1-800-894-4455.
And now more Rappin' on Racin' with your hosts, Don Gamble and Mike Lusikowski.
All right, fans, our next guest is Mike Lisikowski from Jennerstown Speedway. Mike, I understand some really good racing and a tight points battle.
Absolutely a tight points battle, Don. And dare I say that's even a bit of an understatement, as the late model division, with three events remaining in 2018, has a tie for the points lead after an outstanding feature event on Saturday night for those drivers. It was a three-car fight for the win. Quite a few caution flag incidents in the other divisions, so we'll jump right into the official report from Saturday night at the Jennerstown Speedway Complex. After a thrilling three-car battle for the win, Mike Hollywood Heminger drove to his second win of the year in the Martellus Pharmacy's Rush Late Model Division of Racing on TMT Transportation Triad Medals Night at the Jennerstown Speedway. Championship standings leader Anthony Aiello was victorious again in the Stoystown Auto Wreckers Rush Modified Division, and Mel Wilt earned his second win of the season in the J&J Truck Equipment Street Stocks. A pair of first-time winners also celebrated in victory lane, as Dan Jackson in the Farmers Union Co-op Chargers and Aaron Karasak in the Somerset Trust Company Fast and Furious Four Cylinders placed their names in the Jennerstown history books for the first time. Also Saturday night, Brent Nelson, the West Virginia veteran, swept both races for the nationally touring Super Cup Stock Car Series, and the big news there was the local drivers performing so very well. John Komarinski had a heartbreaking engine failure, as he had been in competition with his late model just the most recent event at the Masters 150 for late models. Lauren Butler, I don't think, performed the way that she exactly wanted to, although she looked good. She had a mechanical failure when she was in Virginia with that series. But, Don, Brent Nelson was the winner of both events. Second place in the second 50-lap feature went to Jared Brocker, who is seeking his first official win on that tour. Brocker started his career at the Motordrome Speedway and advanced to Street Stocks, where he was a Street Stock Division winner at Jennerstown before setting out on tour with the Super Cup Stock Car Series. And the big news from their first stop at Jennerstown back in July continued. Andrew Kostelnik, the North Braddock driver who's a former champion of the Street Stocks at Jennerstown, had a pair of podium finishes. He finished third among a collection of drivers from Texas, North Carolina, all over the country. He's only made about four starts in the Super Cup Stock Car Series in his career, and a pair of podium finishes for Andrew, the younger of the Kostelnik Racing brothers. Now back to the weekly divisions at the Jennerstown Speedway. After Teddy Gabala and rookie Zane Farrell won their preliminary heat races for the Martellus Pharmacy's Rush Late Models, Mike Heminger led lap one of the 30-lap feature. Jeremy Hill started on the pole, but Hollywood Heminger roared to the front from the second starting spot at the wave of the green flag. Farrell moved into second place after launching from position number four. Farrell, the former modified champ, maintained the runner-up position for 11 laps, although Heminger was ahead by more than a few car lengths. A crash on lap 8 eliminated Gabala and defending champion Jeremiah Kuntz. Kuntz was third in the championship standings by only 7 points out of first place before he hit the front straight wall and ended his night with severe damage. Barry Oddie, the leading winner of 2018, started back in 10th place and passed Gary Wiltrout for third position on lap 9. Oddie then took second place from Farrell on lap 12. Wiltrout followed Oddie around Farrell and was racing in the third position while Heminger's lead interval increased. Then Oddie started closing in on his good friend Heminger while Wiltrout patiently waited and watched from a distant third. Oddie soon pulled even with Heminger, as Oddie used the inside lane and Heminger used his preferred upper groove. Their duel lasted for several laps and then became a three-car fight for the lead. Wiltrout suddenly came to life and caught the duo at the head of the pack. All three drivers had the fans on their feet for an ongoing battle in which no contact was ever made between the three drivers. Wiltrout and Oddie, both former champions, traded the second place officially with four laps to go. Now a Ford versus Chevy war for the win. Wiltrout made two attempts to steal the win from the inside lane, but Heminger held on for a narrow victory. Heminger posed for his victory lane photos for the second time this year, standing alongside his North Star equipment, Jeffrey Carey and Associates Chevrolet. Will Trout, who's also a two-time winner, is now tied with Heminger atop the championship standings with three races remaining. Audie placed third, and after suffering slight damage in an early race crash, Brian Shipp advanced to fourth place. Shipp, a winner last season, was actually gaining on the lead trio as the laps wound down, while Zane Farrell placed fifth. Defending champion Chris Brink started on the pole for the Stoystown Auto Wreckers Rush Modified Division 20-lap feature. Brink led the first three laps before Racin' Jason Bush took the top spot. Both drivers were big winners last year, and both are seeking their first trophy of 2018. Adam Kostelnik took second place from Brink on lap five. Kostelnik, a 2018 winner, started in eighth spot to advance to the runner-up position. Bush, the popular Pittsburgh veteran, was twice a winner in 2017, but was too strong for Kostelnik to pass. With five laps to go, point standings leader Anthony Aiello grabbed the second position from Kostelnik and immediately closed in on leader Bush. On lap 18, Aiello made the winning move, passing Bush and claiming his ninth victory of the year. Aiello, the former street stock champion, is a rookie to the modifieds and started back in 11th place to earn that win. Bush, Kostelnik, Brink, and recent winner Jared Barclay all earned top five positions at the conclusion of the race that was contested without a caution flag. A lap one crash on the back straight eliminated several top drivers from the J&J Truck Equipment Rush Street Stocks 20-lap feature. Point standings leader Josh Kochenauer's machine was sidelined for the event as one of six cars damaged on that first lap. Mel Wilt started the event in sixth place, but led lap number one. In pursuit of Wilt was a pair of two-time 2018 winners. Aaron Van Fleet and rookie Jeremy Schaefer were part of the three-car train pulling away from the rest of the field. Although Schaefer's car got crinkled in the accident at the start, he was able to stay within striking distance of the lead as the speedy trio raced very close together. Wilt would never surrender his lead, and just like the two drivers chasing him, he became a two-time winner this season. The official top five finishers were Wilt, Van Fleet, Schaefer, young Angie Kimberly, who recovered from the lap one incident, and Steve Long. Long, a former champion of the Chargers and Four Cylinders, made his first start of 2018 into a top five accomplishment. Young Carly Audie led the first of 15 laps in the Farmers Union Co-op Charger feature. A caution flag incident sent three cars to the tail of the field at the start. After the chaos of lap one, Dan Jackson advanced from his original starting position of eighth to take the lead on lap two. Just a few laps later, the top two drivers in the championship points battle collided and hit the wall in turn two hard. Dale Kimberly and Casey Flegel's year-long rivalry overheated, but both drivers were uninjured after their vicious collision. Jackson, a longtime dirt track racer, is a 2018 rookie to the asphalt surface racing, and he continued to lead. After improving greatly from the start of this season, Jackson has been a contender at the front of the pack for the last several weeks. Veteran Scott Mitchell, a winner in 2017, threatened Jackson's lead several times, racing side-by-side with the freshman. Their dramatic battle was carried into the last lap when the two made contact, and Jackson made a terrific save, sliding through the final turn to his first-ever Jennerstown checkered flag. Mitchell spun to the inside of the racetrack on that final lap, handing second place to young Riley Heminger. Also a rookie, Heminger started fifth to earn his best career finish on the night that his father was the late model winner. Stephen Brown placed third after being involved in that lap one incident, with Cody Gaynor and Audie finishing fourth and fifth. A winner on dirt tracks in the region throughout his career, Jackson took a victory lap in memory of his late father after his achievement on the pavement surface. Joe Leposky, seeking a first win, grabbed the lead at the start of the Somerset Trust Company Fast and Furious four-cylinder division 15-lap feature. A strong contender in 2017, Leposky has only competed a few times in 2018. After starting outside of row one, Leposky defended his lead from the challenges of Aaron Karasak. Karasak borrowed the Casey Flegel car for this race and quickly made his way into second place after he started in fifth. With five laps to go, Karasak made the winning pass and took command of the event. Late in the race, four-time winner Andrew Pluta climbed into second position after starting sixth, but Karasak drove to his first career victory when the checkered flag was displayed. Nearly all of his competitors visited Victory Lane to congratulate Karasak. Pluta, point standings leader Evan Nybert, Leposky, and defending champion Brent Bickerstaff finished in positions 2 through 5. This coming Saturday, September 1st, Riggs Industries presents Motor Mountain Mania with 5 division racing starting at 6 p.m. After the races, one-stop auto sales and service, Enduro, will take place, and that event is the final round of the 2018 Ron's Collision Center Enduro Series. We did have once this year a last lap, heavy lap traffic pass for the win, even in the Enduro, and the exciting racing on Saturday night, Don, I think is just a prelude of what's to come in these 3 races remaining, because we've got 2 late model division veterans tied atop the point standings.
That could be a movie script for a TV show. I mean, to be that close and that exciting, wow.
And, you know, Will Trout has been a Jennerstown champion. Heminger has been a champion in other divisions, as well as his father being a champion in other divisions. But you have to remember that while Will Trout continued racing during the time that Jennerstown was closed and continued winning over at the Motordrome Speedway, Heminger left the sport for 19 years before jumping back behind the wheel of a late model in 2017. So you would think after all those years away, consistency might be something hard for that team to find just because the technology of those cars has changed so much. But they work really hard on that race car. They've been super fast all season long. Both of the drivers have 2 wins on the season, and Audi is going to be obviously threatening for more victories, as he's the leading winner of the season. To have all 3 of those popular drivers right together under a blanket for the whole feature was really something to see on Saturday night.
Sound like an outstanding show, as well as an outstanding report, and I thank you very much, and you have a nice evening.
You too, Don.
This portion of Rappin' On Racin' was brought to you by the Jennerstown Speedway Complex, jennerstown.org.
Toma's Meat Market is a full-service, old-fashioned butcher shop and meat market. Their stores nestled in the farmlands of western Pennsylvania, where they've been for over 50 years. They hand-select cattle and hogs purchased from local farmers. At Toma's, they can help you prepare for anything from your own family's dinner to a special graduation party, a company picnic, an anniversary celebration, a wedding reception, or a whole host of other things. They can prepare entrees and have them ready for pickup or delivery in foil chafer pans. Just heat them and eat them. Please call or stop by to find out about putting a package of these ideas together for your special event. The taste and the service are out of this world. Toma's Meat Market, located at 748 Dinnerbell Road in Saxonburg, PA. For additional information, please give them a call at 724-352-2020. That's 724-352-2020.
Are you in need of financial planning or a portfolio review? Rick Sabo of RPS Financial Solutions is an independent financial planner who has testified as an expert witness on insurance and investment fraud. He helps people who are concerned about their portfolio or with other financial matters. His services include investments, pension, and 401k rollovers, estate planning, life insurance, and long-term care alternatives. As a registered IRS tax preparer, he can assist retirees with the completion of property tax rebate forms and other government tax reduction programs at no charge. Mr. Sabo does not charge a fee to meet with potential clients for a fact find. His office is located at 5061 Route 8, Gibsonia, PA. If you are in need of any of the services that he provides, give him a call at 724-443-5720. That's 724-443-5720. Or email him at rick.sabo@jwcemail.com. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Incorporated, member of FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors Incorporated. Neither J.W. Cole Advisors Incorporated or J.W. Cole Financial Incorporated nor its representatives provide legal, tax preparation, or accounting advice. Persons who provide such advice do so in a capacity other than as a registered representative of JWCA, JWC. RPS Financial Solutions and JWC, JWCA are unaffiliated entities.
And now back to Don Gamble and more Rappin' On Racin'.
Up next is Tim Toma, and we're going to have him explain Toma time at Lernerville Speedway. Then we'll hear from sprint car champion A.J. Flick, and we'll touch on the results. Flick makes it back-to-back titles, Schwartzlander tops the modifieds, Norris continues his domination, and Moyer pulls off a thrilling victory. All right, fans, you've heard of tea time. Well, this is Toma time. We're at Lernerville Speedway, and Tim Toma and his crew, and I'd like you to mention your guy here.
Randy Cradle. Randy's been with us for 40 years. Great friend.
And Dave Oliveri, who had to leave.
Yep, Dave's awesome. Whenever we do demos at the stores, Dave always offers his assistance. He's a great guy.
Let's start with the schedule today. I know it started early.
Yes, we had the pig on probably at 11 o'clock this morning, and the roaster oven closed at 12 o'clock noon, and the pig cooked until about 8:30. Randy and I come over, we did a preview, even showed Smokey. Smokey says, oh boy, that looks like a picture in the book this time. And we've used a red ceramic apple in the pig's mouth, and I think about 9 o'clock we started cutting, and of course we just fed about 400 people.
A lot of happy, smiling faces, corn, pulled pork, hot dogs, soft drinks, and the line, it went from like Smokey's table all the way down to pit road.
Yep, the whole way down where all the 410 sprint cars parked, the line was the whole way down there. Yep, we fed a lot of people.
Now, this is pretty nice, working with you, the Thompson family, to have this on the last night of racing, championship night, everybody's in a good mood, the regular Friday stuff's winding down. Couldn't have been nicer.
No, that's it. It's, I guess, the end of summer. Championship night, the championships have all been settled, and we feed everybody. God's blessed us with a beautiful night, and so we're thankful.
Is there anything that could have been done that wasn't done? And if there is, I can't imagine what it was.
The only thing that I would like to say is it would have been nice if the Toma Meat Market, Tyler Dietz, sportsman car number 27 would have been a victory lane tonight. With a championship, but we fell a few points short. So, but we had a fantastic year. You know, Tyler worked so hard. That team worked so hard.
Well, he looked good. He was right in the mix. Unfortunately, so was McPherson.
Absolutely. And Corey McPherson is a great young man, husband, father, won 5 championships in a row. When you're going to beat somebody like that, you better know what you're doing.
So you've been working since 8 o'clock this morning, and there's only 2 ears of corn and 1 sandwich left.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad. We were so blessed. We blessed a lot of people. The Thompson families are able to put this on for us, and we just serve. We just love to serve.
And take a minute and talk to A.J. Flick, Lernerville Speedway champion, 3rd time, won the feature, had a lot of good food. Doesn't get any better than that.
No, not when you're serving us in the line there.
Yeah, 8 years in college, I was handing out hot dogs. What's wrong with that picture? Let's talk about it. I mean, it was an excellent year. When you went from the stocks to the sprint cars, I thought, boy, this is going to be a jump. But it was a short one because you started winning right away. And then 3 titles. What, 3 titles in 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely took the jump a lot quicker than I thought we would. And even that first rookie season when we were nominated as one of the top 3 drivers in the nation for National Rookie of the Year out of Knoxville, that meant a lot. So it showed we have the ability, and then winning the title the second year in our first couple races. And we haven't slowed down since then. And we probably ran maybe 11 races here this year at Lernerville, and we won 5 of them. And then the title to end it. So we started the year with a win, ended the year with a win, 2 different track conditions, stayed consistent, won the title. So it was definitely a good year. We just have to translate the speed that we have here at Lernerville to other places.
The point spread was only, what, 9 points?
From my calculations while I was driving.
No, I mean coming into the night.
Yeah, coming into the night it was 9, yes.
And then what was it at the end?
At the end, I'm pretty sure it was 12. He gained 1 on me to make it 8, and then I gained 4 on him in the feature to bump it up to 12.
Let's talk about your crew and your sponsors.
Yeah, I gotta thank my girlfriend Ashley, of course. I wouldn't be here without her support. And then my parents, Mark and Laura, Dave Ferguson, Rod Kaysen, my Uncle Doug for sure, everybody that helps out with the crew, Matt, Connor, Ferguson Heating and Air Conditioning, Fence by Maintenance Service, Champion, Ternega Construction, JD Byrider, Stanford's Glass Service, Still City Indoor Karting, Mount Baker Vapor, the contest that they're putting on. I mean, we've got so much support from so many people right now, and it's fantastic to be associated with such a good crowd.
Now, does this mean with this title and all these good things, you're going to be nice to me?
That probably won't happen. I think that if I started being mean or started being nicer to you, it probably would ruin our juju, and I might not have a good shot at the title next year. So I gotta keep tradition going.
I'm your good luck charm.
Absolutely. Yeah, when I saw you at Best Buy, who knew we would come back 2 days later, be talking about a title, huh?
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gamble.
This portion of today's program is brought to you by Alternative Power Sources.
The sprint cars are coming to Jennerstown Speedway Complex as part of an epic triple header on Saturday, September 15th. The must-see racing tour brings 410 winged sprint cars to the asphalt with time trials, heat races, and a nationally televised 30-lap feature. The same night, see the final round of the Super Cup Stock Car Series with twin 50-lap features and the championship finale for all five divisions of Jennerstown's weekly Motor Mountain Mania. Adult general admission tickets just $15 in advance. Kids 12 and under are free. Catch five division racing every Saturday night at 6 p.m. at Jennerstown Speedway Complex with late models, modifieds, street stocks, chargers, and four cylinders. And mark your calendar for Sprint Cars, Super Cup, and Champions Night weekly racing on Saturday, September 15th. For more information, visit Jennerstown.org.
Adrenaline, cover to cover. That's what you get every month with 3Wide Media. If you like dirt short track racing, you will love the magazine's Dirt Late Model, Dirt Modified, and Flat Out. Read features on your favorite local, regional, and professional drivers. See the best photography and learn from the best tech articles in the business. Go to 3WideMedia.com to see how you can subscribe to the best coverage of dirt track racing. That's 3WideMedia.com. Go to 3WideMedia.com and subscribe today.
Number One Cochran Automotive began as a small Pontiac dealership in 1965 and quickly became the number one name in Western Pennsylvania automotive sales and service. Today, Number One Cochran Automotive ranks among the top private dealer groups in the nation with 24 new car dealerships throughout Allegheny Valley, Butler County, Monroeville, North Hills, Pittsburgh, Robinson Township, and the South Hills, including 16 vehicle brands. They didn't set out to be the biggest. They set out to be the best. And through dedication, determination, and a passion for pleasing customers, they ended up being both. Their mission? Treat customers like honored guests while delivering unparalleled value and selection. That was the goal of founder Bob Cochran when he opened the doors more than 50 years ago. And it's what drives Rob Cochran, president and CEO, when he closes them every night. The difference is that today, Number One Cochran Automotive has considerably more doors. Number One Cochran Automotive. Visit a dealership near you.
Business owners, if your ad was here, our listeners could find out about your company. Speedway Productions has several advertising packages to fit your budget. Rappin' on Racin' airs live Monday evenings at 6 p.m. on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, and Stitcher. It is also available on our webpage, speedwayproductions.biz, 24 hours a day, April through October. Show host Don Gamble and his reporters present all sides of local racing. The two-hour show features local track reports, special guests, driver interviews, and all the national racing news. Check out the show and let us know if you are interested in becoming a marketing partner. For additional information, please call 412-999-6625 or email us at rappinonracin@gmail.com.
And now more Rappin' on Racin' with your hosts Don Gamble and Jim Zufall.
A couple of raindrops and cloudy skies in the afternoon gave way to a perfect evening of racing at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway on Saturday night. Saturday night featured sprint cars. The 410 Outlaw Sprints were in town. About 18 of them checked in to the pit area. We had Rush Sprints as well, 13, about a pretty good number for the Rush wingless sprint cars. And the 410 Sprints, coming out on top was Carl Bowser. Now, a lot of people wanting to know why Carl Bowser is driving a number 11 car. Well, Bowser explained it as he was elated to pick up that victory. He explained the number 11 car in victory lane.
The Outlaw 410 wing sprint cars here making another appearance at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Carl Bowser, Now, we see the famous Turner's T on the wing, but I've had a couple of people ask me already, Carl. Tell us about the number 11 car.
Number 11 car is really fast. this kind of all came together 2 days ago. We bought this engine on Thursday and decided yesterday at lunchtime we were going to put it together and come down here. So really proud. The number 11 comes, my wife's a car owner and her birthday's 11-11. So we decided if we were going to start our own team and kind of build things the way we wanted it, we'd go with the number 11.
Fast all night long, fast in the heat, fast in the dash. Obviously, Blaney, Sodeman, Mattis, I mean, a gang of guys that, you know, flip a coin, any of those guys could win on any given night. But, man, you dominated tonight.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Until that first yellow, I was good behind Dale. And a guy like Dale, I didn't want to show him anything. I thought, well, if I just take another 10 laps and just ride behind him and kind of see what happens, you know, we see how it plays out just because he's such a good driver. And then I felt like I could hear somebody behind me, and I got a good run off the bottom of four, and it was time to go.
So you talked about this being a family operation. Who else is helping you on the car?
I got to start by thanking my wife. You know, this is all her deal. My father-in-law, Jeff, he's been the crew chief all year with me, and we just keep working on it, and the car just keeps getting better. And I got one crew guy, Cody. So it's just the four of us down here. It's been the four of us for about the last 36 hours putting this thing together.
Turner's still up on the wing. Who else is helping you with this car?
Yeah, Turner's Premium Iced Tea, Reisman Body Shop, Ringer's Pet Dog Training, Precise Tool and Die, Precise Racing Products, Alternative Power Sources. There was a lot of people that they've been with me for a while, and you know we went through a tough part in that 98 deal. And, you know, when that deal kind of, we stepped away from it, all those people, you know, we called and told them we're starting our own team, and they were all behind us 110%. So we're excited for what the future holds. And, you know, I love Pittsburgh.
It sounds like, fans, you better start getting used to a number 11 car with a Turner's T logo on the top. Carl Bowser, once again, we're going to do this one more time before the season's over. We hope to see you back. Might be nice to see you back in victory lane as well, Carl. Congratulations once again. Your winner, the 410 Outlaw Sprint. Coming in second place after Bowser was Jack Sodeman Jr. in the 23 JR. George Hobaugh with a good showing in third. Dale Blaney winding up in fourth with Max Stambaugh rounding out the top five. John Garvin, Gary Christ Jr., Brent Mattis, Rick Holley, Dennis Wagner rounded out the top 10. Dale Blaney and Jared McFarland took the heat race wins, and the dash went to Dale Blaney. In the rush sprints, it was Chad Ruhlman, absolutely excited Chad Ruhlman, thrilled to be in a rush sprint car and thrilled to be winning on the big track at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Zach Morrow, Brian Ruhlman, brand new to a sprint car, rush sprint car that is, joins his brother Chad. And he picked up the third spot in the Rush feature race. Gail Ruth Jr., Sean Smith, Arnie Kent, Brandon Hawkins, Steve Pedley, Bradley Blackshear, and David Hawkins rounded out the top 10. Again, Chad Ruhlman was another one who was just absolutely thrilled to be standing in Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway victory lane. Come on around here to the front. We'll talk to Chad Ruhlman here, your winner. You know, you guys put on a good show. 13 cars strong now, a few more being built. But you had a new competitor this week, didn't you?
Yeah, it was, you know, my brother Brian being here was so much fun to, you know, to be able to race with him, you know, and Gail and the race with Zach. I mean, when you can slide for the lead, you know, with five to go and change, you know, leaders four and five times, this is damn good racing.
You know, like most of the Rush series, you guys do bounce around from track to track a little bit. Sportsman Modifieds do the same. Of course, the late models are pretty much at their own tracks unless they're on tour. You guys get to experience a lot of tracks, big, little, and really big like this one.
Yeah, I like those small ones. But Brian and I, you know, being sons of Eldora, this place feels like home. You know, Brian and I are very comfortable at places like this, or as is, you know, Zach and Gail Ruth. I mean, it's nice where we got such a diverse group of drivers. They race clean and we race hard.
Let's talk about who makes your car this fast.
My son, Kevin, helps me out a ton. My daughter, Caitlin, Sean and Jenny Nielsen, everybody that that helps out with a car sponsor-wise with North Star, Unlimited with Corey McQueen, Premier Communications, Rand Machine, Close Racing Supply, and, of course, Roman Race Cars.
I think we have you guys back here one more time along with the 410s. Been a great show so far tonight. Let's do it again one more time. Chad Ruhlman, your winner.
Thank you very much. We'll be back with the open late model, too.
Heats for the Rush Sprint Cars went to Gail Ruth Jr. and Zach Morrow. In our regularly scheduled divisions, I should say, it's the Rush Dirt Late Model Series. And Nico DeBecco wound up taking the win. Very fast Nico DeBecco in a field of cars that just about anybody can win. He beat some really strong runners, including Justin Lamb, Logan Zarin, Russ Mateka, and Tommy Schoenhofer making up the top five. John Mollick in the 60M was sixth with Matt Dobnak, Brian Hoffman, Josh Stoika, and Brian Goebel making up the top 10. Now the heats went to Nico DeBecco and Tommy Schoenhofer. Six features in a row. Can you believe it? In 5 weeks, too. And it's Greg Beach. We talk about him every week. He continues to amaze. He's got one more feature win than there were weeks to do it, having to do with the second week of this streak. He won a makeup feature from back in May and then the regular feature. He won the week before that and has won ever since. Well, he had to start 13th on the field, wound his way all the way up to the front, and took care of a lot of drivers along the way, including second place Danny Rich with a great run in second. Dave McManus in the 114. Ryan Moyer over from the Lernerville Speedway picking up a win the night before. He finishes fourth in his 13X car. Nick Kachuba in his number 10 finished fifth. Eric Petrosky, Bill Slade, Mike Harris, A.J. Poljak, and Drew Catellus rounded out the PPMS Pro Stocks top 10 on Saturday night. And the heats went to Danny Rich and Greg Beach. Steven Sheltman once again in victory lane, holding up seven fingers, seven victories this season for the 17S. Sheltman beat out Tyler Fox, Casey Grumling, Carly Kovacs, and Marcus Simmons for the top five. Strong field of cars, 13 cars showing up for the hobby stocks, well up from a couple of years ago when there were only five or six cars. Top 10 was rounded out by Kayla McManus, Randy DeBerdinas, Matt Bernard, Ben Anton, and Ed Sheltman. Adam Faree and Steven Sheltman picked up the heat race wins. Andy Garlinger, once again, standing in victory lane in the open four division. He won out over Tom Anton. And Frank McGill with his either third or fourth of the season for McGill in his 05 car beat out Susie Rudolph, Kyle Janis, and Tony McGill in the Three Rivers Karting Young Guns. Great night of racing at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Great September coming up. Regular racing, including some visits again by the 410 Sprint Cars, by the Rush Sprint Cars, several visits by the Rush Sportsman Modified, including this coming Saturday, September 1st, for the Betsy Kregish Memorial. The Rush Sportsman Modifieds will be back. Extra pay, lots of lap sponsorships going on for the Betsy Kregish Memorial. Be sure to be at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway and check out the rest of the season's schedule at ppms.com. Of course, it all wraps up on October 5th and 6th for the annual Pittsburgher 100. This year, it is the 30th running of the Pittsburgher 100. Reporting for Rappin' on Racin', I'm Jim Zufall.
This portion of today's program was brought to you by Alternative Power Sources.
Number One Cochran Automotive began as a small Pontiac dealership in 1965 and quickly became the number one name in Western Pennsylvania automotive sales and service. Today, Number One Cochran Automotive ranks among the top private dealer groups in the nation with 24 new car dealerships throughout Allegheny Valley, Butler County, Monroeville, North Hills, Pittsburgh, Robinson Township, and the South Hills, including 16 vehicle brands. They didn't set out to be the biggest. They set out to be the best. And through dedication, determination, and a passion for pleasing customers, they ended up being both. Their mission? Treat customers like honored guests while delivering unparalleled value and selection. That was the goal of founder Bob Cochran when he opened the doors more than 50 years ago. And it's what drives Rob Cochran, president and CEO, when he closes them every night. The difference is that today, number one Cochran Automotive has considerably more doors. Number one Cochran Automotive. Visit a dealership near you.
Schwartz Miller Ground Maintenance is an all-season operation. They specialize in snow removal, landscaping, and all varieties of property maintenance. They closely monitor all weather conditions and are prepared for action, regardless of the season. During winter months, the snow removal crew is on call 24/7 so they can provide the quickest response time possible. Their goal is to be prepared for anything and to provide their customers with peace of mind and ease their worries about weather conditions affecting them. Mother Nature can take a toll on anyone's property. Let Schwartz Miller Ground Maintenance take care of all your needs. They take pride in hiring only the best employees. The staff is highly trained, courteous, and ready to work to get the job done efficiently and effectively. Schwartz Miller Ground Maintenance is located at 4316 Campbell's Run Road, Robinson Township, and they offer 24/7 service. Please feel free to contact them anytime at 412-429-9944. You can visit their webpage at schwartzmillergroundmaint.com.
Are you in need of financial planning or a portfolio review? Rick Sabo of RPS Financial Solutions is an independent financial planner who has testified as an expert witness on insurance and investment fraud. He helps people who are concerned about their portfolio or with other financial matters. His services include investments, pension, and 401k rollovers, estate planning, life insurance, and long-term care alternatives. As a registered IRS tax preparer, he can assist retirees with the completion of property tax rebate forms and other government tax reduction programs at no charge. Mr. Sabo does not charge a fee to meet with potential clients for a fact find. His office is located at 5061 Route 8, Gibsonia, PA. If you are in need of any of the services that he provides, give him a call at 724-443-5720. That's 724-443-5720. Or email him at rick.sabo@jwcemail.com. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Incorporated, member of FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors Incorporated. Neither J.W. Cole Advisors Incorporated or J.W. Cole Financial Incorporated nor its representatives provide legal, tax preparation, or accounting advice. Persons who provide such advice do so in a capacity other than as a registered representative of JWCA, JWC. RPS Financial Solutions and JWC, JWCA are unaffiliated entities.
Hi, this is John Forrest, Funny Car Champ, and you're listening to Rapping on Racing. Good stuff.
Fans joining us now with some drag racing news is Tom Lang. Tom, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Don. It's a pleasure to join you as always.
Labor Day weekend's coming up, and to drag racing fans, that means the U.S. Nationals in Indianapolis. Back in 1989, that was your first assignment for Rapping on Racing. What can we expect this year?
Pomp, pageantry, excitement, and for the race teams, what can best be described as a marathon of a race. When I was working with different drag racing teams, we usually got to Indy on the Tuesday before the race, Wednesday at the latest. And the final round of eliminations, if you're good enough to get that far, are not until Labor Day Monday. So it was a long, grueling week at the track. We used to joke that Labor Day weekend took a month. But it is the NHRA's biggest show. They even call it the Big Go. It's something like the Daytona 500 is for NASCAR. Win it, and your name goes in the history books. But these days, there's a second element to the race, and is the final chance for teams in the professional classes of NHRA to claim a spot as one of the top 10 teams that enter the countdown to the championship. I know there are a lot of people that don't like the countdown, just as they don't like the chase in NASCAR. But I think it adds excitement over the last six races of the season. Now, so many times in the past, the championship was locked up with a few races left to run. And I've always felt that scenario takes something away from the sport. The stick and ball sports all have that one ultimate moment when the champion is crowned at the end of the year. If the NFL worked like racing used to, back in 2007, they would have just handed the Patriots the trophy because they went undefeated all season. right up to the Super Bowl. But the Patriots still had to play that final game, where a total dark horse in the New York Giants came along, upset them for one of the memorable moments in sports. As for this season's countdown, in Top Fuel, the top six cars are locked in, and Terry McMillan and Brittany Force are on solid footing in seventh and eighth. But there are three drivers that are in a tight race for the final two spots. Scott Palmer's ninth. He's leading 10th place Mike Salinas by just 7 points. And Richie Crampton is 11 points, just two behind Salinas. So one of the top three teams is going to be bumming when Monday evening rolls around. In Funny Car, the battle's between 9th place Sean Langdon, 10th Tim Wilkerson, and 11th place Bob Tasca the third. Langdon has a 44-point edge over Wilk and 68 over Tasca. So much like Top Fuel, it's sort of a game of musical chairs. Two spots for three drivers, and when the music stops, one driver's going to be left out. But not much of a fight in pro stock. The top nine cars have secured a spot, and defending series champion Bo Butner has a 189-point lead over 11th place Alex Laughlin. So barring a miracle, a Bo's in. And in pro stock bike, Angel Sampe and Hector Arana currently occupy the final two spots, with Jim Underdahl and Steve Johnson within striking distance. In addition to the points chase for those four classes, there's going to be a huge car cut in Pro Modified, and all the best racers from around the country will be there in the sportsman classes. So as always, it'll be a memorable weekend for thousands of racers and fans.
You recorded a nice little interview with some nice little people, Ethan, Drake, and Lily Stedding, the children of Kurt and Wendy Stedding, for next week's show. The Stedding brothers had a good day at Thompson Raceway Park on Saturday.
Yeah, Don, the Saturday marked the fifth time this season that Ethan and Drake Stedding have met during eliminations. Drake held a 3-1 advantage in their head-to-head battles. Saturday, they met in the final round, and Ethan took the win to narrow Drake's edge to 3-2. I do believe that both brothers will qualify for the IHRA bracket finals at Keystone September 20th through 23rd. Last year, Ethan won the bracket finals, which earned him the right to go to Memphis in October for the IHRA World Championship race. So good weekend for the Stedding kids this weekend, and good luck to them and all the bracket racers are going to be showing up at Keystone in September.
Tom, I understand you had an opportunity to enjoy some dirt track racing this weekend, courtesy of Sharon Speedway and the Modified Tour. Let's talk about it.
Well, Don, as we've mentioned before, I'm one of the co-hosts of High Octane Race Talk on Cool 101.7 FM in Meadville. And my partners on the show are Sharon Speedway announcer Jim Pollock and Julie Coates and Darryl Ray. Julie and Darryl are both part of the Modified Tour, and they have extended invitations to me on several occasions to join them at a race. And Saturday, I was able to take them up on their offer. And boy, am I glad I did. Sharon Speedway is an excellent facility. And with the Modified Tour and Sharon's regular classes and manufacturer's night for the Rush Sportsman Modified, it was a great night of racing. The Big Block Modified race was outstanding. Tyler Willard led from the pole, but Jeremiah Shingledecker was running the high side and ran him down about halfway through the race and took the lead. Once Shingledecker took the lead, he was able to run high or low to get through the lap traffic. And watching the leaders fight their way through lap traffic, going high, going low, it was quite exciting. Rex King Jr. and Will Thomas battled for third and fourth. While they were keeping pressure on Willard for second, there was a caution with a couple laps left that bunched up the field for a final chase. But they finished in that order, Shingledecker, Willard, King, and Thompson. I spent the majority of the night in the announcer's booth with Jim, and I got a real good look at just what it takes to run a dirt race as I watched Dave Willoughby and all the folks that work timing and scoring at Sharon and how they handle events that arise during the course of the evening. Now, we had a powwow with Jim Pollock, Jim Ballantyne, a Rush Touring Series announcer, Brian Spade, and myself, where we discussed announcing, the different ways that tracks handle the motorsports media, and just the general state of affairs in the local racing industry. Also had a chance to chat with Rush Series Director Vicki Emig. So it was a very pleasant night at the track, and I'd like to thank Jim, Julie, Darrell, and Sharon Speedway for their hospitality. I really enjoyed myself.
That's quite an entourage, the four announcers, including you. That's four of the best in the business.
Yeah, well, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but the rest of them, and I've mentioned this before on the show, I just marvel at Circle Track announcers. There's 24 cars on the track, and there's so much going on, and when I'm announcing a drag race, there's only two cars. They start in the same place and finish in the same place, and I sometimes lose track of things, but watching Pollock and Spade working their magic Saturday night, although I must say, Jim does have that computer screen in front of him that keeps him updated on who's where in the field, which is a great help to him, but like I said, I just marvel at how Circle Track announcers work and the whole team there.
Sounds like it was a great night. I want to thank you for being with us, and hopefully you'll have a great night tonight. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Don.
This portion of today's program is brought to you by Number One Cochran Automotive.
Toma's Meat Market is a full-service, old-fashioned butcher shop and meat market. Their stores nestled in the farmlands of western Pennsylvania, where they've been for over 50 years. They hand-select cattle and hogs purchased from local farmers. At Toma's, they can help you prepare for anything from your own family's dinner to a special graduation party, a company picnic, an anniversary celebration, a wedding reception, or a whole host of other things. They can prepare entrees and have them ready for pickup or delivery in foil chafer pans. Just heat them and eat them. Please call or stop by to find out about putting a package of these ideas together for your special event. The taste and the service are out of this world. Toma's Meat Market, located at 748 Dinner Bell Road in Saxonburg, PA. For additional information, please give them a call at 724-352-2020. That's 724-352-2020.
The sprint cars are coming to Jennerstown Speedway Complex as part of an epic triple header on Saturday, September 15th. The must-see racing tour brings 410 winged sprint cars to the asphalt with time trials, heat races, and a nationally televised 30-lap feature. The same night, see the final round of the Super Cup Stock Car Series with twin 50-lap features and the championship finale for all five divisions of Jennerstown's weekly Motor Mountain Mania. Adult general admission tickets just $15 in advance. Kids 12 and under are free. Catch five division racing every Saturday night at 6 p.m. at Jennerstown Speedway Complex with late models, modifieds, street stocks, chargers, and four cylinders. And mark your calendar for Sprint Cars, Super Cup, and Champions Night weekly racing on Saturday, September 15th. For more information, visit Jennerstown.org.
A message for all racers, race fans, or campers. Alternative Power Sources Incorporated, located in western Pennsylvania since 1995, we have proudly served homeowners and businesses throughout portions of Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, offering a complete line of generators and the ability to provide turnkey projects. From sales and rentals to service, maintenance, and installation, Alternative Power Sources is dedicated to providing reliable generator solutions. Their brands include MTU, Kohler, Gillette, Yamaha, PowerTech, and ASCO. The experienced sales force has over 40 years' experience in the generator field, providing the resources to design the generator package to meet your needs and specifications and supply the specified products. If service is important to you, they are your source. Alternative Power Sources. For more information, call 1-800-894-4455.
And now back to Don Gamble and more Rapping on Racing.
Jim Ballantyne has Victory Lane interviews from the BRP Tour winners at Sharon Speedway with Jeremiah Shingledecker, Tyler Willard, and Rex King Jr.
Well, my friend, welcome back to Sharon Speedway Victory Lane. What a race that was. You came from ninth.
Thank you. Yeah, we actually fell back a little bit there. I know they watered the track, and
I wasn't sure. We tried slicking in the setup up, and we had a lot of mad drive. And the first couple laps of being patient, kind of waiting for that moisture to get out. And then once we turned it on, you know, I found up against that outside wall, and it worked really well, at least until I got in it down here.
I was going to say, the track was racy from top to bottom tonight.
It was. It definitely, you know, the groove widened out as it was, but the first 10 laps, you could pretty much run anywhere.
I tell you what, we were here for when you won the Lou Blaney Memorial. You won tonight. Where is this ranking your all-time feature wins?
I'm not sure. You know, these days we're just happy to get more, you know. Haven't been winning a whole lot the last few years, and a lot of that's due to these little girls. You know, we spend some time with the family. We're getting back to working on race car a little bit more, and got a couple people helping us out, and things are going really well.
And who do you want to thank your sponsors and your crew for the win tonight?
I'd like to thank Jim Chewy. He couldn't be here. I'd like to thank RCR, the Garage Bar and Grill out of Jackson Center, PA. Support your local Dahlia Society. I'd like to thank the crew. You know, we've been through a lot this year. Flipped a car over at Lernerville, and you know, Bob Warren and his family spent a lot of time at our house this summer, and I want to thank them a lot. My wife, my brother, my dad, Rick, my mom, my grandparents are always here to support us. I'd like to thank the fans for coming out. And I'd like to thank these little four kids right here.
I'll tell you what, you come a long way since that first win at Mercer in the old West Penn Modified Division back in 1997.
It's gotten a little more expensive since then.
There you go. Jeremiah, always a pleasure seeing you in Victory Lane. Congratulations on tonight's win.
Thank you very much.
Jeremiah Schoedegger from Polk, Pennsylvania, picking up tonight's feature win. And we'll come back here to second and third place. Folks, finishing second in the other red 777, ladies and gentlemen, from St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada, it's Tyler Willard. Tyler, what a run for you tonight here at Sharon Speedway.
Yeah, we've been searching here. This is only our third time here, and first couple times weren't so hot. We threw a bunch of stuff at it tonight, and seemed to pay off. I'm glad we made the changes, and got to congratulate Shingledecker. It's tough starting on the pole. You don't know what's going on behind you. When he went to the top around me, I was like, ah, man, if I would have known, I would have tried to have been up there quicker. But, you know, that's what happens. And it was a great race. Hope the fans enjoyed it. And we got to thank everybody for having us.
And who do you want to thank for the second place finish tonight?
Oh, I got to thank all my sponsors. Niagara Formworks, C. McPherson, Easy Forming, St. Louis Bar and Grill, Great Wings, Mini Digger, 4th Ave Dental, Amherst Cranes, all the guys, ERD Race Engines. They build hell of engine. And they got us here, and I can't thank Mikey, my pit man, who's not here tonight, my dad. I can't thank him enough. And then all my girls stand here, Riley, Nora, Tara, and Logan.
This will make that long drive home a little bit shorter tonight. Congratulations on second place feature win tonight.
Thank you.
Tyler Willard finishing second tonight. We know this gentleman finishing third from Bristolville, Rex King Jr. Well, you were bouncing off the wall at the end. Did you have anything for him, you think?
I don't know. I mean, Jeremiah was pretty sporty. You know, he started back there with me, and he started moving up. And, you know, it was hard getting through the track. The track was good, fast. It was racy all over. You know, a lot of lap cars in the way, you know, playing a factor. You know what I mean? I don't know if I could have got to Jeremiah, but we were in second, and then that wall moved out. I didn't hit it. It hit me, you know, so.
Well, still finishing third with all this quality behind you. Great run. Who do you want to thank for the third place finish tonight?
Oh, yeah, we did get third. King Brothers, King Sanitary, Cintas, Reservices, Airhead Transport, Cedar Steel, everybody, Bristol Disposal, everybody that helps us out, my family for letting us do this. You know, thank all my crew. You know, we've been busting our butts the last few nights. We've been losing guys left and right. Everybody I know that worked for me has having babies, so they're all gone. And my brother's out at the big show in Mansfield, so I got to thank everybody that steps in and helps.
Once again, a great job finishing third. Good luck to you next 2 weeks from the Apple Fest. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Rex King Jr. finishing in the third position.
This portion of today's program was brought to you by #1 Cochran Automotive.
Saturday night racing entertainment at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Join us every Saturday night at Dirt's Monster Half Mile for the Deal Automotive Rush Dirt Late Model Series, the Sportsman, the Hobby Stocks, the Young Guns, and the Black Label Business Center Open Fours. Special appearances by the Hoosier Super Late Models, Tony Stewart's All-Star Circuit of Champions, the Rush Sportsman Modifieds, the Elite Modified Series, the Vintage Modifieds, the ULMS Super Late Models, Super 6 Late Models, 410 Sprint Cars,
the Rush Wingless Sprint Cars, the Ohio Sprint Car Series, the Buckeye Outlaw Sprint Series, the Rush Pro Stocks, the Small Block Modified Tour, the Penn Ohio Pro Stock Championship Series, and the Monsters of the Fair Monster Trucks. And don't forget the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series for the 30th Annual Pittsburgher 100, October 5th and 6th. Racing every Saturday night, May through October. Gates open at 5, racing starts at 7. See the full 2018 schedule at ppms.com.
Ed Miller Signs and Decals. Custom vinyl lettering has decals and banners that can set the tone when you're trying to make that statement. With a variety of colors, effects, graphics, and borders, Ed Miller can fit the look you're striving for. Vinyl lettering looks great on race cars and haulers, business vehicles, trailers, and even can be used for business logos. The ability to create custom designs is what makes Ed Miller Signs and Decals unique, especially for you, the customer. Let Ed Miller Signs and Decals start designing your own custom-made lettering today and check out how much attention it'll grab. Ed Miller Signs and Decals, located at 424 5th Street in Niles, Ohio. Give them a call at 1-330-647-2950, and you will get that message out.
Adrenaline, cover to cover. That's what you get every month with 3Wide Media. If you like dirt short track racing, you will love the magazine's Dirt Late Model, Dirt Modified, and Flat Out. Read features on your favorite local, regional, and professional drivers. See the best photography and learn from the best tech articles in the business. Go to 3WideMedia.com to see how you can subscribe to the best coverage of dirt track racing. That's 3WideMedia.com. Go to 3WideMedia.com and subscribe today.
And now back to Don Gamble and more Rapping on Racing.
I'm going to take a minute and talk to George Hobaugh, driver of the number 40 sprint car. George, you picked up your first 410 win. You had a lot of wins in the micros, a lot of wins in the 305s, a lot of wins in the Patriots. How does it feel to get the first 410 win?
It's nice to have that weight off your shoulder and not put so much pressure on myself to try and win. Still want to win every time I go out, but just nice to have it.
Now, we're winding the season down here. Let's take a look at next year. Anything new on the horizon for Race Team 40?
Before the end of the year here, Krill Recycling on 422 and heading towards Worthington is going to be our main sponsor. So he's going to go on the top wing of the car. We're moving our decals down to the bottom. And I got a new car we're putting together here. I hope to have it out, hopefully by the Outlaw show here this year, and to test it to take to Charlotte.
How'd this deal come together with Krill?
Just knew his family, and his wife was sick with cancer, and his wife was friends with my wife, and every, you know, they're kind of local family, and unfortunately his wife was my age. She passed away about a month or so ago, and it's very unfortunate. And we got together and have been kind of teaming up a little bit and trying to get him interested. And hopefully he's just starting this business. So we're trying to support him that way too. And doing really well. And hopefully we can both, you know, form a team here that does something good for us in the future.
Now, do you think he'll just be a sponsor, maybe a hands-on guy, maybe a crew member?
Oh no, he's hands on. He's been coming to the races, him and his son and his kids, and it's been really good for him, you know what I mean, to come out and he wants to be a part of it, and we're happy to have him, you know.
Well, spending time with his son is not only going to be good therapy, but it's so precious, and I've talked about it so many times, people are getting tired of hearing it. If mom and dad or the kids or the sister or any of the family can participate in the program, that makes it special. You're out on the track maybe a half an hour on a race night, but the rest of the week, you can share that with family members.
No, it's a big deal, and I'm really happy for him and very enthusiastic. His son's very enthusiastic about it, and it's really neat. I enjoy seeing it, you know, in a young person, there's a young person that's actually interested.
How old's his son?
6.
Well, that's even better. So they can train him. He'll start out as a mud scraper and work his way up.
Yeah, it's just really cool. He comes here and asks a million questions, and it's fun for me. Like, I actually enjoy having him here. He's just so funny, you know, to see him, to actually see somebody that's interested in it, you know, and takes an interest in it.
Well, George Hobart, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us. Good luck for the rest of the year, and good luck with the new sponsor.
Thank you, Don. Have a good day.
We're going to take a minute and talk to Jammin' Johnny Mollick. And I have to ask this question. How did you get that nickname?
Quite a few years ago, I was probably in my 20s, I had a car and a gentleman wanted to buy it. He came with a big bag of money. He bought it that night, took it away. I actually won the race. He bought it that night as it was. 2 weeks went by. He called me, says, "Hey, I'll coming up and driving this thing for me." I said, "Okay." So I drove it one night for him. We had a really good night. He was really impressed. I think we won that night with it. It was a good car. It was a Kopakis chassis, actually, and Jim Kopakis built it. And long story short, the guy was impressed. He said, "Come back next week." I accidentally left my suit there. When I showed back up the next week, he had big bold letters on the back of my suit, "Jammin' Johnny."
Now, Kopakis, was this a full body car or a modified?
No, this was a mod light. Back when the mod lights were getting going, I'm thinking probably 2000, somewhere in there, maybe 99, somewhere like that.
Now, this is the we're closing in on the final season here, last part of the season, but your first year in a modified. Some of your thoughts on that. You're doing well, running good, winning. How do you feel?
You know what? The biggest thing is that I'm competitive with it. That's why I went to the modified. I thought I could be a little bit more competitive. The late model stuff is just getting out of hand with their tires and the shocks and the engines and the chassis. Just financially, and I work a job, and I looked around at the modified guys, and most all them guys work a job also. And that was the big reason why I switched to the modifieds.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the car. What kind of chassis, engine, who does that? A little bit about the sponsors?
Yeah, the Stans Transmission guys, I drive their crate car Saturday nights. They're a big part of this. This is a Bicknell chassis, and I got a CC motor in there.
I'm not familiar with a CC motor.
They build a lot of motors for Tim Shepard, Vic Coffey, guys up north. He builds a lot of big block stuff. He actually did my late model stuff years ago, and when I went this direction, it's the direction we needed to go.
Now, you mentioned the crate car down at Pittsburgh. The transition from an open-wheel big block modified to a full-body crate late model, is it hard to do that?
You know what it is? It's still giving me some challenges, but once I get settled in the car, do a half a lap or a lap, it all kind of comes back to me. There's a lot more motion in these modifieds than it's in a late model, so that's the biggest thing that you got to work with your timing, braking, gas, just everything rolling around on you.
The Benzes have been around as long as I have in racing, and to drive for them, it's like adding your name to a list of Hall of Fame drivers.
You know what? It is a great team. Those guys are serious as a heart attack about that racing. Bob Sr., I'm telling you what, that car gets a lot of attention, a lot of taken care of. And I know Junior with the setups and stuff like that. I mean, he is on it. Them guys expect that car to go, and it usually does.
Well, I want to thank you for being with us. Wish you good luck for the remainder of the season. Both cars, both places.
I thank you very much.
This portion of today's program is brought to you in part by RPS Financial Solutions.
The sprint cars are coming to Jennerstown Speedway Complex as part of an epic triple header on Saturday, September 15th. The must-see racing tour brings 410 wing sprint cars to the asphalt with time trials, heat races, and a nationally televised 30-lap feature. The same night, see the final round of the Super Cup Stock Car Series with twin 50-lap features and the championship finale for all five divisions of Jennerstown's weekly Motor Mountain Mania. Adult general admission tickets just $15 in advance. Kids 12 and under are free. Catch five division racing every Saturday night at 6 p.m. at Jennerstown Speedway Complex with late models, modifieds, street stocks, chargers, and four cylinders. And mark your calendar for sprint cars, Super Cup, and Champions Night weekly racing on Saturday, September 15th.
For more information, visit jennerstown.org.
Number One Cochran Automotive began as a small Pontiac dealership in 1965 and quickly became the number one name in Western Pennsylvania automotive sales and service. Today, Number One Cochran Automotive ranks among the top private dealer groups in the nation, with 24 new car dealerships throughout Allegheny Valley, Butler County, Monroeville, North Hills, Pittsburgh, Robinson Township, and the South Hills, including 16 vehicle brands. They didn't set out to be the biggest. They set out to be the best. And through dedication, determination, and a passion for pleasing customers, they ended up being both. Their mission? Treat customers like honored guests while delivering unparalleled value and selection. That was the goal of founder Bob Cochran when he opened the doors more than 50 years ago. And it's what drives Rob Cochran, president and CEO, when he closes them every night. The difference is that today, Number One Cochran Automotive has considerably more doors. Number One Cochran Automotive. Visit a dealership near you.
Schwartz Miller Ground Maintenance is an all-season operation. They specialize in snow removal, landscaping, and all varieties of property maintenance. They closely monitor all weather conditions and are prepared for action, regardless of the season. During winter months, the snow removal crew is on call 24/7 so they can provide the quickest response time possible. Their goal is to be prepared for anything and to provide their customers with peace of mind and ease their worries about weather conditions affecting them. Mother Nature can take a toll on anyone's property. Let Schwartz Miller Ground Maintenance take care of all your needs. They take pride in hiring only the best employees. The staff is highly trained, courteous, and ready to work to get the job done efficiently and effectively. Schwartz Miller Ground Maintenance is located at 4316 Campbell's Run Road, Robinson Township, and they offer 24/7 service. Please feel free to contact them anytime at 412-429-9944. You can visit their webpage at schwartzmillergroundmaint.com.
And now back to Don Gamble and more Rappin' on Racing.
Each week on our Out and About segment, we talk about wins and who's winning and where they're winning. But we're going to change up a little bit. So for these touring series that we mentioned, usually it's the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars, the World of Outlaw Late Models, and the Lucas Oil Late Models. But we're going to go to just some of the drivers and just some of the dollars they're making out there on the road per their average wins. Now, the top earner amongst anybody in the Sprint Car series, which is Donnie Schatz, he's won 15 times in 45 starts as of this interview. So when we talk about this, he's averaging $7,229 per race win. So that leads the series by far, along with those wins. Following him is Brad Sweet. His three wins in a race earning totals of just a little under $4,000 at $3,968. Now, what's interesting about those totals, they're going to probably go up because last week at the Knoxville Nationals, Brad Sweet earned an additional $164,125, $150,000 that was for the race win. Schatz, who finished second, earned $80,430 for his weekend of racing at the Knoxville Nationals. So those totals that we had mentioned earlier are going to probably rise a little bit. But we're going to also take a look at our two late model series. And we're going to go first to the Lucas Oil Dirt Late Models, and we talk about the three big ones. We talk about Jonathan Davenport, Scott Blomquist, and Josh Richards. Davenport has an average per win of $5,603 over 36 starts, which include 9 wins to date. Blomquist, who has 7 wins, is averaging $5,054 for his race wins. Then we also go to Josh Richards, who has 2 wins, and it's just a little under $4,000 at $3,919 per win. We're going to go over to the other series, the World of Outlaw Late Models. Chris Madden, who's your current points leader, 31 starts translates into $5,437 per race earnings on the strength of his 6 wins. Mike Marlar, a 2-time winner, has earned $4,748, and his average earnings, and Brandon Shepherd, an 11-time winner, but his third in the points, has the highest per race average with $7,572. And now we go to our local guys, and we're going to talk about maybe Alex Faree, Max Blair, Jarrett Miley, and Michael Norris. Last year, Max Blair picked up a $10,000 to win one of his tracks at Stateline Speedway. This year, during the Firecracker weekend at Lernerville, Michael Norris picked up a $6,000 win. Now, there are also some local series. The tracks have some of these higher-paying events for specials. So we often wonder, when we go to our weekly racing, why you don't see these guys there. Well, it's obvious. You know, racing has become an extremely expensive sport, and especially the late models. To field a competitive late model car now, you're probably talking upwards of $100,000. So you can see why, instead of racing for that local money each and every week, which is not a bad amount of money, it may be anywhere from $1,200 to $2,000, depending on the racetrack. But when you go out on the road for these specials, you can see why these guys are doing it. And while they're doing it, they're also getting the experience. So you're at your local track, whether it be Lernerville, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. You want to test yourself. So you're out there and you're testing yourself. But at the same time, you have an opportunity to make a little more money. So when we come to our local racetrack each and every week and we don't maybe see some of our local stars there and we see them out in the road, this is why we're probably seeing that, because obviously to gain experience but also to help the bank account. So for Rapping On Racing and Out and About, this is Dave Oliveri.
This portion of today's program was brought to you in part by RPS Financial Solutions.
A message for all racers, race fans, or campers. Alternative Power Sources Incorporated, located in Western Pennsylvania since 1995, we have proudly served homeowners and businesses throughout portions of Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, offering a complete line of generators and the ability to provide turnkey projects. From sales and rentals to service, maintenance, and installation, Alternative Power Sources is dedicated to providing reliable generator solutions. Their brands include MTU, Kohler, Gillette, Yamaha, PowerTech, and ASCO. The experienced sales force has over 40 years' experience in the generator field, providing the resources to design the generator package to meet your needs and specifications and supply the specified products. If service is important to you, they are your source. Alternative Power Sources. For more information, call 1-800-894-4455.
Toma's Meat Market is a full-service, old-fashioned butcher shop and meat market. Their stores nestled in the farmlands of western Pennsylvania, where they've been for over 50 years. They hand-select cattle and hogs purchased from local farmers. At Toma's, they can help you prepare for anything from your own family's dinner to a special graduation party, a company picnic, an anniversary celebration, a wedding reception, or a whole host of other things. They can prepare entrees and have them ready for pickup or delivery in foil chafer pans. Just heat them and eat them. Please call or stop by to find out about putting a package of these ideas together for your special event. The taste and the service are out of this world. Toma's Meat Market, located at 748 Dinner Bell Road in Saxonburg, PA. For additional information, please give them a call at 724-352-2020. That's 724-352-2020.
The sprint cars are coming to Jennerstown Speedway Complex as part of an epic triple header on Saturday, September 15th. The must-see racing tour brings 4-10 wing sprint cars to the asphalt with time trials, heat races, and a nationally televised 30-lap feature. The same night, see the final round of the Super Cup Stock Car Series with twin 50-lap features and the championship finale for all five divisions of Jennerstown's weekly Motor Mountain Mania. Adult general admission tickets just $15 in advance. Kids 12 and under are free.
Catch 5 Division Racing every Saturday night at 6 p.m. at Jennerstown Speedway Complex with late models, modifieds, street stocks, chargers, and four cylinders. And mark your calendar for Sprint Cars, Super Cup, and Champions Night weekly racing on Saturday, September 15th. For more information, visit Jennerstown.org.
And now back to Don Gamble and more Rappin' on Racing.
All right, fans, our next guest is Ben Anton, the driver of Hobby Stock number 13 at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Ben, good evening. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You know, I always enjoy stopping in the back there to visit with you and some of your buddies. And when I look down the top 10, there's kind of a group that all get along good together, the Sheltmans, yourself. Who else would be involved in that group of five or six cars there that all park together that are part of your friends?
There's Casey Grumling in the 77X, Randy who's in the 121, my dad in the 64 open four-cylinder, Tony and Frank McGill, they're in Young Guns in the 05 and the 44. There's usually a bunch of us that all kind of like take over the backstretch of PMS.
Well, that's the best part of it. You know, the racing's fun, but the friends and family and the people you meet, these people will be your friends forever. And I found that in all my years in racing, almost all of my friends, except where I live, are in racing. Well, let's talk about your deal. You're currently a senior in high school at Thomas Jefferson. Have you given any thought right out of high school what your plans might be?
I'm thinking going to a technical school, maybe pursuing in racing. I want to go to University of Northwestern Ohio. It's in Lima. They have a high performance program, so that's where I kind of want to go.
That's an excellent program too, and they're doing some pretty nice things. You list your jobs in racing as a builder and a driver. Obviously, I know you're a driver, but did you build your own car?
Yes. Me and my dad bought my hobby stock in October of 2016. Steven Shelton also helped us buy it. It was in Winchester, Virginia. And we bought it, has a rolling chassis. The person we bought it from made the entire roll cage out of black iron gas pipe.
Not good.
So we cut it all down the bare chassis and started from new.
Yeah, black iron, not good. Yeah. So you put your own cage in. Now, did you buy one of those cage kits that's already bent and you just put it in, or did you bend all the pipe yourself?
We ordered the kit, but a lot of the stuff we custom made, like the seat mount and a lot of other stuff we custom made to fit.
Now, you've been involved in racing for 4 years, 2 years in the Young Guns, an excellent entry-level program for guys like yourself. And I know that you mentioned that at some point in time you'd like to get into just, excuse me, building race cars, have your own race shop. That sounds like a good future plan.
Yeah, I think that would be fun to just be able to build cars for other people to have fun with.
Well, and a lot of the good chassis and car builders are either current drivers or former drivers. I mean, what better situation if you're putting one of these things together to understand how they work and what you have to do to be successful? You know, you say that the best part of racing, you enjoy driving what you've built, but the toughest part, and that's kind of standard with all the guys, it's like working on a car. It's like a full-time job. I can't imagine, but the fans can't imagine how many hours you spend away from the track in the shop.
Yeah, it's almost like another full-time 40-hour job working on the cars.
If you couldn't go racing, you would just work on cars for some of your pals or some of your customers. Any hobbies?
I like to hang out with friends, and then sometimes we go camping on the weekend at my grandparents' camp. I cut grass a lot. That's one of my hobbies. And do a bunch of other things just with friends.
Now, you're currently working for your dad or with your dad? What kind of work are you doing there?
Well, I work for my grandpa, my uncle, and my dad. They have a lawnmower shop on Gill Hall Road in Jefferson.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a mechanic there, build stuff, just kind of do anything.
You're the go-to guy when they need something fixed.
Yeah.
Let's talk about racing with your dad the first time. When was that, and how did it go?
It was 2015. I started off the race. I was doing pretty good leading the first lap or two. And then I got passed by one of the other Young Gun cars. And it was before the open four-cylinders even started. So they let him run with us since he was the only open four. And he passed me by a long shot. But it was a lot of fun being able to race with him. I've never done it before. I've always wanted to. So it was a lot of fun.
And, you know, the rivalry there is something that's special. I remember years ago I interviewed Bob Waring Jr., who was racing against his dad, Bob Waring Sr. And I said, you kind of ain't slack? He said, oh, no, this is intense, you know, because you want the bragging rights at the dinner table. So I can imagine how nice that would be. Your first feature win interview didn't go the way you wanted. What happened?
I just wasn't really prepared for it. I was only 15 at the time. It was a kind of scary thing. You know, when your first feature, you're still all excited from that, and then going out to do the interview, it was just like an awkward moment because you kind of didn't know what you were going to say.
Well, that's a learning process, and I'll give you a good example. You know who Dave Blaney is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, many years ago, I was hired by an advertising company in Pittsburgh. He was driving a sprint car that was sponsored by Vivren. And they said, this fellow's kind of quiet. You might have a problem getting him to open up to you. Well, they didn't know the history of Dave or myself. And when he walked in, he said, hi, Don, how you doing? And we actually conducted mock interviews to sharpen his skills on giving an interview. And Dave was pretty quiet. But when you look at his son, Ryan, I mean, he's got it covered. He can handle any questions. So as you win more races, you will get more comfortable with it. And, you know, another year or so, you'll be able to knock them out like nobody's business. You started in racing pretty early. You say you could barely walk when you got involved in racing. Let's talk about your first awareness. Whose car, or were you in the stands? How did that happen?
Me and my family have been going to Charlotte since early I can remember. We've been going to different tracks ever since then. That's how I got involved in it. And then in 2013 or 14, me and my mom got my dad an enduro race at Lernerville. So that's where it kind of all started. And then a week later, we bought his four-cylinder car.
Cool.
So it's been fun ever since.
Obviously, mom's on board with this, and that kind of makes it nice. Any other family members on the Anton team?
My sister, she ran one Young Gun race this year. She's planning on doing more next year. My uncle races Porsche at Pit Race. So there's a bunch of big racing family.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite driver?
I kind of pick and choose between who I like and stuff.
How about Kyle Larson? What do you think of him as a driver?
I like him because he's an asphalt guy and a dirt guy. So it's cool seeing someone that you've seen race at your track and then see him race at a big time track.
Yeah, and he can drive anything. If it has wheels, he can drive it. Let's talk about your sponsors.
So I have Jefferson Hills Lawn Equipment, which is my family store. B-Mark School of Driving, which is a longtime family friend. Ryan Automotive and Specialty Tire, TC Customized, Langiel Landscaping, and Army's Transmission.
Sounds like a good group. Folks, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Ben Anton, the driver of Hobby Stock number 13 at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Ben, this doesn't happen without a lot of help. The pit crew, obviously, Dad. Who else is on the crew?
My mom, my sister, we have the Shultman family, Casey Grumling and his girlfriend. We have Randy, a.k.a. Tank. We have a whole bunch of people, the McGills. Everyone kind of helps out with everybody.
Taking a look at the point standings, it's like the top four or five are all your pals. Steven Shultman leading in the points, Casey Grumling second, Carly's third, you're fourth, and then Adam Faree is fifth. A good group and some good competitors there, and then Ed Shultman drives from time to time. He's sixth in the point standings. I really like watching your group race because you know, it's not the multi-dollar teams. It's just a lot of hard work. You don't have all the sophisticated things on the chassis. So it's a group of guys and girls just having a good time racing.
Yeah, it's fun, the hobby stock, because it's low budget, yet not low budget, but you're still having the same amount of fun as everybody else.
If we're looking toward the end of the season, you're currently fourth in the points. I don't think anybody's going to catch Steven, but what would you consider a good 2018 season for you?
Third or fourth, whatever. I know I can't catch Steven, probably can't catch Casey, but I'll be satisfied with where I am.
Well, it's back to the fun. You know, your friends and all of, you know, one thing I find fascinating, and Lynn Geisler told me this years ago, wouldn't it be nice if regular people, I call them pedestrians, had a situation where the kids couldn't wait until the weekend to be with mom and dad? And your family, I mean, this is quality time. This is precious because when you get up, you grow up, you get older, you get married, you move away, you can't put time in a bottle. So the time you're spending now with your family, it's amazing. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a big family sport, so every weekend it's devoted to racing with the family. Every Sunday we usually have a big meal, invite a lot of people over. That's our big, like, race team / family dinner.
Sounds like a good plan. Well, Ben Anton, I want to thank you for being with us. Do you have any closing thoughts?
No, I think we got them all. Thank you.
Well, I want to wish you continued success at Pittsburgh, and we'll stop down and see you when we get down to the track.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed tonight's program. Next week, for our special Labor Day show, you can hear Hall of Fame engine builder Hoot Martin give you a history lesson on the Pittsburgh Racing Association. Special thanks to Sylvan Eastler from Alternative Power Sources for his program of awarding some lucky racer a $900 Yamaha pressure washer. The winner's name will be selected on September 8th at Jennerstown Speedway. This had to be rescheduled due to the rainout recently. Want to thank our reporters Lenny Baticki, Jim Ballantyne Jr., Bill Korch, Tom Lang, plus Mike Lisakowski, Dave Oliveri, Ernie Saxton, and Jim Zufall. Also want to thank our senior engineers and our technical advisors Bill Korch, Ted Lusick, Aaron Zufall, and Gary Scott, along with Bob Miller, our multimedia data collection facilitator.
Jennerstown Speedway proudly presented Rappin' on Racin', the Tri-State's number one motorsports talk show. Today's program was brought to you in part by our marketing partners. Recognized by the Eastern Motorsports Press Association as one of the top racing shows in the Eastern United States. Have a great week,
And be sure to tune in next Monday for another installment of Rappin' on Racin'.
Stand on it. Come on, y'all. Stand on it.